welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, and we are connected with Jim Garcia. Welcome back, Jim.
Hey, welcome, Doctor.
Jim, we've had many discussions over the last several months talking about the idea of functional medicine and quantum diagnostics. I remember visiting my grandfather in 1972 when I was working on my PhD in marine bacteriology and genetics. And he wanted me to go into medicine to find the cause of diabetes. He was diabetic since the time he was in his probably 20s. He was a candy maker at 13, a master candy maker, because he had quit school at grade three, and then was a pretty smart guy, so he could pretty well learn anything. From his uncles, he learned gemology and the jewelry business and became wealthy enough that in the 1960s, he actually had a suite beside in the Copacabana for 3 to 4 months a year before the revolution, right beside one of the top singers of the modern era at that time. And, what people, New York, New York, that song, you know what I'm talking about?
Frank Sinatra.
Thank you. And now, what people need to understand is that at the time that I visited him in hospital, he was having, firstly, his toes cut off, and then later his feet, and below knee amputations because of vascular disease, which, by the way, is overtaking the world now. California, last fall, they announced that they have calculated from their current statistics and criteria for the American Diabetic Association that 69% of adult population over age 30 are diabetic in California. Diabetic, not necessarily that they're spilling lots of sugar, but that their insulin levels are high, they get dyslipidemia, they're developing vascular disease, and even dementia is type 3 diabetes. So when people say, well, what's causing all the dementia? I say, well, you got to think of brain inflammation caused by, because inflammation is the basis for diabetes. Now, many people are developing all kinds of illnesses. Cancer rates are increasing, autism rates are increasing, autoimmune disease rates are increasing, and many of these are caused by environmental toxins, organ dysfunction, and the inability to possibly regenerate tissues because of mineral deficiencies. Because minerals have to get into the nucleoplasm of your cells to trigger off the gene complexes to actually make you be able to reclone yourself into a future. Now, this year I'll be presenting my comprehensive new theory on anti-aging, which, by the way, according to Dr. Ron Klatz and Dr. Bart Goldman, who founded the association, is the first and most novel theory applying quantum physics to biological systems in human history. Now, what I've done is, one of the comments made by not only Albert Einstein in some ways or other, but also by the great scientists, they stand on the shoulders of their previous scientists. But I stand on their shoulders, and I stand on the shoulders of people like Dr. Zhu, TSU, from China, who've taken thousands of years of Chinese acupuncture and study of qi energy, and their application of quantum physics. He actually went to MIT for a while doing research there in America from China. And Dr. Nesterov and his team in Moscow over the past 55-plus years. And I stand on their shoulders in their application of quantum physics. Now, I started doing my presentations of research, my independent research, back in 1980 and presented a paper in 1982 to a panel of biophysicists with Dr. Rollins, head of the Department of Biophysics at the University of Calgary. And I presented what's called quantum energy transfer equations for biological systems and a thing called phonon-maser cytogenetics. Now, what a phonon is a sound that's coherent. It's also an infrared light. It's also electromagnetic, and it, because of these what's called catenated energetic systems, they change the transfer proteins and secondary messengers to the DNA through now what we know are things called exosomes and RNA complexes that regulate your genetics. The one who's done some of the most research in this is Dr. Cavinson at the St. Petersburg Research Institute. He's now the director of anti-aging at the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And we have about, around 800,000 health professionals worldwide in our academy, about a quarter million doctors and, around another quarter million PhDs and all kinds of other health professionals. What we are doing when we offer you the QRMA, which you can purchase and it's good for you and your family to get an analysis to tell if your organ function's okay or if you're toxic or if you have an imbalance of some kind. But the next stage up is the metapathia, and of course between that is the bioplasm, which was an intermediate technology the Russians had developed. They were developing this technology to analyze their cosmonauts in space, either in the International Space Station or on, periorbital research around Earth wrote in Deep Planetary Investigations, where a harmonic resonance signal put through hydrophones in their head could actually look into their body and do organic sections of different organs and structures right down to different cells and organelles, even to specific gene complexes, because of harmonic resonant technology. And they have a giant database. What this does is it offers I don't call it diagnostic, but it offers a predictive technology to tell us that with these predictive frequency patterns, you've got, let's say, mercury or lead poisoning, you've got dysfunction of your thyroid, you have arterial spasm, you've got imbalances like magnesium or potassium deficiency, you have, let's say, collagen deficiency, which is going to cause all kinds of connective tissues in your body to fail, with collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid, or the glycosaminoglycans in your joints. And because we can do these predictive analyses before you ever develop symptoms and before you develop pathology, we can actually change things in three ways. Firstly, we provide you with nutraceuticals. Secondly, we can provide you with things like diet, a ketogenic diet, a mild hyperbaric oxygen, and what's called morphogenic field therapy with lumen photon, micropulse, and now the new pain blocker called the matrix pulse. And we can also go back and retest to see if what we did work. We can also do a thing called metatherapy, where we can actually reach in and actually start trying to change harmonic resonant circuits. And I've developed a technology beyond even the Russians that it'll take a while for me to bring it out fully. But I'm getting a list of equipment that people will need to acquire or clinics to actually do what I call harmonic resonant therapy. You can do it through microcurrent. You can do it through infrared light. You can do it through a broadcast sound, like a harmonic resonant sound like the MP3s that we've worked on generating for different illnesses, where a specific set of minerals are key to reversing, say, diabetes or retinopathy or cancer. And we have some of those frequencies already up, and we're developing more. What we have with your clinic is the first in the world, which is very well run. Up to 100 miles, you actually will visit people with your mobile unit, and they can do a QRMA, which takes a minute. But they need to realize this is part of a consult. It's not like a whiz-bang machine like, where you put on your Swami hat and all of a sudden you just tell them everything that's wrong. It's, and I'm learning as I go along and interpret and understand these tests more, and I've been doing medicine now for 40 years since I graduated. But I will train other doctors eventually, because eventually it'll far exceed my capacity to do these tests and analyze them. Maybe they'll have a mobile machine in Quito, Ecuador, or Cairo, Egypt, or Paris, and now the doctors will need to learn how to do what I do, which I call it quantum diagnostics or predictive diagnostics, before they actually order imaging studies, arthroscopic evaluations, blood tests, 23andMe. And 23andMe, by the way, will be superseded by a company here in San Diego County that says within 5 years they'll have the technology down to do a total human genome analysis for under $100. Now, when that happens, we can actually marry that to organic acid and metabolites, and look at your entire body, or we have new technology like the one I talked to a radiologist about 6 years ago, that I developed the kind of the physics and mathematics framework for making Linus Pauling's field ion scanner, which basically looks at biological molecules and intermediates in four-dimensional space, which includes time. You could actually see, for example, a specific metabolite, let's say homocysteine, in an artery wall or the blood-brain barrier, or specific metabolite like activated B12 or the creation of digestive enzymes. You could actually see it in three-dimensional space. That eventually will make the point of diagnostics to literally allow us to do galactic travel like bones in the Starship Enterprise, which, by the way, eventually we will be able to do, traveling through wormholes at above light speed to new distant parts of the galaxy and the cosmos. But unless we carry with us advanced technology to try to keep the morphogenic fields of our people, because we know, and we just traveled in near space, lacking the Schumann resonance, literally the cells fall apart because the Lin effect, which pushes electrons to the outer orbitals, starts to fail, and we can't interpret or literally stimulate our genes to express and reclone ourselves into the future. So the neat thing about what you're offering is very unique, the process is real simple. The first thing they do is not to contact you, but to contact us, because we set up a consult. The second thing is we make sure they know where to get the history form, which is the download product information, 11-page intake functional medicine history, and how to attach the documents either to a email or set up like a Google transfer drive if they got a lot of information, like we call gigabytes, just put it in a Google Drive and then transfer permission to me so I can pull it and download it to one of my hard drives, because I got lots of space. I just added another 4 terabyte SSD drive from Samsung. So I got 6 terabytes of hard drive space. Lots. I got lots of data space. Mm-hmm. And I have built a custom supercomputer with an i9 processor, and I'll soon have the highest-end MD Athlon processor in it as well, because I do broadcasting on live stream. What this means is I can log on several ways. Firstly, you can actually do the Metapathia scan and just do a digital video capture of the test, or we can, which is even better, is actually I log on to TeamViewer 11 and log on live to do the test. If someone has a machine anywhere in the world, I can log on while they have the hydrophones on, have their medical history in front of me and their other medical reports, MRI, CT scan, 23andMe and Prometheus, organic acids from Dr. William Shaw's lab in Overland Park, Kansas, metabolites, heavy metal toxins, 23-pack red cell minerals and heavy metals. And I see all this laying in front of me, and now I can actually go through dozens of tables over hundreds of tests that are done through a scan where I do a video capture on my computer in super high resolution, and I can go back and re-log on and cross-check tables to find which mineral for which target organ, what the disease state is, what the harmonic resonance of the specific subtype of cancer, where the blocked arteries are. So if I order a CT scan of their hearts for their cardiologist, or a pharmacological stress test, or a lipid electrophoresis, I'll be able to tell them exactly what fraction is causing them to block their arteries and calcify them. So what I'm offering is far beyond your regular family doctor or even specialist. Before you even get symptoms, we'll be able to tell you what's wrong, and we'll also be able to tell you objectively, not only with these predictive technologies, but with the ordering of specific tests to validate that we're on the right track, we can actually intervene quickly. So, for example, if you're developing a nascent form of a asbestos-linked pericapsular tumor of your lungs, we can not only put the harmonic resonance to turn it off, but we can also go in and give you anti-cancer and apoptogenic agents so you don't get metastatic cancer spreading all through your body. And if you do have cancer, we can intervene with morphogenic field therapy, such as I'm developing, along with hyperbaric oxygen and our nutraceuticals to starve the cancer or autoimmune disease and change the antigenic surfaces of the cells. And we can monitor it with the Metapathia to see if what we did actually appears to predictively work on the harmonic resonance structure of the information that makes your body work. Because you got to think of the body as an informational, hierarchical, mathematical structure. And if you start to view it that way, you can start to realize that the current approach to toward diagnostics that's based on symptoms or waiting to end-stage pathology is present to intervene with drugs or surgery is stupid, but it's profitable. So what do you think? Yeah. So what you're doing, Jim, is offering a very amazing service. And I want people to understand, this is not super expensive. I had a gentleman over the weekend who contacted me last week. And previous week, he'd actually heard about this doctor who was a cardiologist who got in some kind of trouble over vaccines, and he was going to charge him thousands of dollars just for an evaluation, let alone the blood tests. And I said, look, I only charge $150 per half hour. If you send me, you know, gigabytes of records, which I'm going to read through pretty quickly, and I have a pretty close to photographic memory, and then I get your 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of your DNA, and then I get your QRMA and Metapathia. By the way, you never get a Metapathia with also a QRMA. And you purchase 4 time units, which is, I'd say, $600. You're getting an amazing analysis that's going to tell you what your cardiologist should do, what your internist should do, what your plastic surgeon should do, what your obstetrician should do to get a healthy baby, what your deficiencies are, what your imbalances are, what heavy metals you have in your body, and go back and tell you a protocol of how to retest to see if what we tried to do, if it actually worked. And what we find often just with the QRMA alone is that the average person after a year of our customized repeat testing and readjusting your protocols, you're on a third of the previous level of nutraceuticals, but they're changed to different ones to address new problems because the other ones are solved. And if you take things you don't need, you actually create imbalances. So this is pretty cool technology. This is the way medicine should change. One of the many different ways medicine should change is that we actually monitor the physiology of people before they get pathology and alter their quantum genetics and harmonic resonant frequency patterns before disease becomes expressed. Pretty cool, eh?
You know, the way I see it is it's like we're pre-assessing what's going on and we're seeing what's happening. So, you know, say with the QRMA, you could just actually look at that test right away, you know, with right. your consultation. Now, you could see what minerals are missing.
Now, you could also do the same thing for growing plants in, say, greenhouse or hydroponics. And you could have a harmonic resonant pattern of the super healthy plant of what it should be. And you could say, oh, they're getting deficiencies of manganese or a specific metabolite or certain trace mineral. And you can adjust it and then go back and retest the harmonic resonance of the plant. So this technology I'm talking about could apply to not only space travel, but growing plants on Earth, and even monitoring from space the harmonic resonant patterns of large crop fields. So you could scan the harmonic resonant pattern over 100,000 acres and tell you if the resonant pattern indicates that there's a problem with the disease state of a specific pathogen, and you could put a radionic frequency actually to block the pathogen from causing damage to the crop. Just like you can pick up in a metapathia, you can actually pick up if someone has anywhere in their body a resonant pattern indicating that the Zika virus, filoviruses, that may not be present in their blood, but if you do an endocervical culture or a bone marrow, it may be present. So there's applications here to the technology that could change us so we become an agent of stabilization of the plant's ecosphere instead of an extinction-level event. Mankind becoming, we call, exceeding the carrying capacity of the planet because the way we manage the world and we don't completely recycle everything and we pollute the world and we destroy biosystems and we create what are called pulse geriatric nuclear reactors that release isotopes and we destroy the ozone layer with nitric oxide. We stop doing things that are harmful to the planet. We actually start to cultivate it and cultivate our own biology because human biology has reached its nadir, its peak. It's on its way down. I mean, the average sperm count of males now compared to the 50s and 60s, and testosterone levels are half what they were back 60 years ago. People need to know that. They need to know that the part of the reason of alternative sexual and material lifestyles is because we are feminizing males with xenotoxins. And if someone says, well, I disagree with you, Dr. Deagle, that's a bad thing to do with Dr. Deagle, because I'll do a fat biopsy or red and blood cell membrane, high-pressure chromatography, and demonstrate thousands of xenoestrogenic biotoxins that are wrapping around your fast food, etc., that are turning you into a girl. Now, because most people don't realize most of the biotoxins in the environment are estrogenic. Interesting, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely like where you're looking at those different things. And you know, as we said, with the QMRA, we could start to look at these things before they become a problem, or right. even when they are a problem.
We could even do screening at our airports and so on before we do the advanced testing, like we mentioned with my son, the monoamine oxidase 2 and other gene complexes associated with psychotic or extreme violent behavior. So if someone has a combination of believing in Sharia law and they have, say, two or three bad genes, we need to have much closer vetting of those people that they become agents of terrorism. Or it goes through the prison system, we can find that almost all the people in prison not only had bad parenting and lack of fatherhood, but they also had bad genetics and bad diet. So if you look at them, they'd have, like in the words of young Frankenstein in one of my favorite movies, they have abnormal brains. Now, if you gave all those people to Dr. Deagle, and you gave me 100 people that are in the prison system with violent crime, I can guarantee you over a period, you said, well, Dr. Deagle, go crazy. There's no budgetary limit to the fancy tests. You can do imaging studies of their brains, toxicology, immunology, heavy metals, etc., purging from their body. I can prove to you today, with the current technology, that none of these people have normal brain structure, chemistry, or physiology, or myelination. None of them. So when we try to just throw people away, why don't we try to treat them? If it wasn't their brain inside their skull, but their liver, and we were going to treat their liver, and we'll call it, well, we're not treating their brain, we're treating their liver inside their skull. You'd find out that people would respond properly to not only love and proper people interaction positively, which you see in the prison systems in Germany and elsewhere, which is a totally different culture, but they try to approach it from a holistic point of view, but the application of quantum technology like QRMA, metapathy, and functional medicine, which is, by the way, federally certified labs like Dr. William Shaw's lab, who used to be one of the heads of the March of Dimes Research in Intermediate Metabolism Disorders in Children, Genova Labs, Doctors Data, Dunwoody Laboratories, toxicology labs like Dr. Schlonweit in Fort Worth, Texas, that works for the CIA and the FBI for decades, that I've used for my toxicology work. Labs like University of California, San Francisco, where I've used 37 years ago research on antibodies against Candida albicans, both of my mycelial branching forms. And labs like Antibody Assay Laboratories with Dr. Phil Broughton, a British biochemist that can look at growth hormone and growth hormone binding proteins. And labs like Immunosciences Lab with Dr. Aristo Vujadani, who I did research with 37 to 35 years ago, with him and Dr. Chung at UCLA. And, of course, I got persecuted and threatened for doing that, which is standard operational procedure. So if you want the best place to go, and I have had people contact me, you need to contact us first. We'll direct you to Jim at New York, and he'll actually travel up to 100 miles to visit you and do your QRMA and metapathia scan. I'd prefer to log in, but they can just do a video capture, and I can log into your database. We need a full history, full consult, full reports, all your MRI, CT scans, everything else.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933?
We had some problems on Friday with our phone lines are back up and they're working. 800-313-9443. I welcome questions. I want people to put me on the spot to ask me questions that they think are tongue twisters and Gordian knots that look like no rational human being would even dare to untie them. I love trying to answer questions that basically supersede my knowledge and my intellect, that shows the power of the Most High God to actually inspire us to give us answers to things that only with the intervention of God can we overcome evil and ignorance. So we have Brad Rao on the line here. He has a quick question. Go ahead, Brad. Do you have a question?
Oh, hello, Dr. Deagle. Yes. I think about 2 weeks ago you briefly mentioned some type of virtual technology for Christians as far as a spiritual warfare.
And I was I'll just be very brief on that. I'll know if we can expand on another show time. I would say the best time for us to expand on that would be the third hour on Thursday when I have Josh Bernstein on, who has a History Channel, has been an explorer, he trained in Israel, or Bob Roselli in the third hour Tuesday, tomorrow. And Jonathan Gray will be back on the third hour on Wednesday. So those will be great hours, but I'll tell you what basically it is. If you ever heard of reverse speech?
Reverse speech, yes.
Right. Now, when you know, if you remember, it talks about the coming of the spirit of the of God through the spirit of tongues. Those people were speaking in tongues that were discerned by other people in English because they could hear the tongue, which is reverse speech, but they also heard it in their own native tongue. Now, what happens is that when you cross from the physical realm, our realm of the lower dimension called the Lake of Fire, which is the third realm, into the astral or the spirit realm, which is the realm of not only Lucifer, he's the king of the power of the air, in a sense, and he's the most intelligent created being, although he's evil because he's self-centered and he can also do both good and evil. In other words, no one could present himself as more good than Satan. Okay? He can note fire scriptures than a Baptist pastor from Tennessee. Okay? Now, you got to understand that when you're praying, okay, in English, there's also what we call reverse speech that enters the plane, which is the intention of your spirit or soul. So if your heart is pure and your intentions are pure, which means your will is lined up with the will of God, you create a reverse speech that resonates with the power not only of other spirits in the astral realm, but with the spirit of the Most High, and therefore things become, quote, created. So the power of creation, as it says in the Bible, is in the tongue. And I'll sort of leave it at that, that I've worked out a technology to amplify that effect tremendously, and to create an intention field of positivity based on, in a sense, reverse speech and prayer that can actually amplify this dramatically. Now, I use this prayer technology to support not only the health but also the election of Donald Trump.
Okay.
I want people to understand that God is opening us up because he's going to change us in our very nature from being, you know, almost like cells on a petri dish thinking we're just individuals to start realizing that we're a collective creature. That collective creature, Jesus refers to as the bride. The church, the Philadelphian church, the called out ones, the bride of the Most High. In other words, collectively, we as human beings spreading into the future are literally the bride of Yeshua Jesus, the incarnation of God in the flesh in our dimensional realm. That's pretty serious. It means we have we go from being mortal souls and mortal beings to becoming immortal ones. Collectively, we are the bride that gives God children that get to know his wisdom and goodness. Now, evil doesn't have this power, which is why Satan is, in a sense, trying to not only abort mankind, but to abort the souls of billions so that they become terminated. A lot of people think their soul is eternal. It's not eternal at all. Your soul is mortal. And the technology that God has given me allows me to explain how prayer life and prayer, especially in the proper manners, is very powerful to bring about a change that's not intellectual and not emotional, but brings about and completes the will of God on earth. As you said, that he's going to bring the New Jerusalem down from heaven to earth. The New Jerusalem is the bride inspired by the will of God on earth, because we are the bride and the New Jerusalem.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back to the NutriMedical Report, and we should have Fareed here, ready to talk about heart and vascular issues. Fareed, are you there? I've got a yep that Fareed's there, but I can't hear Fareed, so somehow he must have himself muted or whatever. I'll start off with talking about a question I had last week from a gentleman who had pretty high hypertension, high blood pressure, but he his ideal weight recently went through an injury to his knee, and he was, of course, planning on surgery, but he wants to get his pressure down so he can tolerate the surgery well without going to orbit. The kind of tests that need to be done for an average male in their 50s and 60s, for example, or a woman usually 5 or 10 years later, is, number one, you want to do a lipid electrophoresis, not just an NMR spectroscopy. Number two, you want to do either a treadmill stress test or a pharmacological stress test if you have any shortness of breath or chest pains of any kind. And if you have cardiac arrhythmias, you want to be testing for not only levels of serum magnesium as well as potassium, but a packed red cell mineral test and levels of heavy metals. You want to also look at your fatty acid concentration, because if you have pro-inflammatory fatty acids, the conduction bundles in your heart are going to be affected. You want to look at levels of homocysteine, which is really important because homocysteine is a major inflammatory effect that can affect the sinoatrial node that can cause atrial fibrillation. You want to look at making certain that the that uh, that the person has a normal conduction pathways, it doesn't have a reentrant rhythm. Most of the time, this means there's inflammation, including peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical, and lack of nitric oxide. So you can get Berkeley test strips to look at the levels. Frieda, are you there? I can still see your.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here actually, Dr. Bill.
You must have been muted or something happened. Anyway, so I was just going over some tests. So to be honest with you, the medical system as it is, it tends to be relatively sloppy. Because doctors are in a high tower, the average patient or even doctor going to see another doctor often won't pose tough questions. I'm the exact opposite. My birthday is going to be the day after tomorrow on the 15th. And at 6 months of age, my first word was no. And my parents weren't sure that was my first word. They were expecting to be mommy or daddy, but I kept repeatedly saying no. Because whatever they were saying to me, obviously, I disagreed with. It's the structure of the brain of people who are, well, not necessarily smarter. I don't even like to use the word smarter, but more inquisitive. I call it the inquisitive index, not the IQ, intelligence index, because if you're inquisitive, you're not going to submit to authority that can't prove to you why they have authority, because authority always comes from wisdom, and wisdom is the source of all power. And if you don't have what we call cardiological or wisdom of oncogenic wisdom regarding cancer, you're going to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous stupidity and incompetence with not even proper staging the cancer. In fact, I give you a good example non-cardiologically. I ask people, I said, how did your doctor stage your cancer? So the very first question I ask of anybody who's sent me their relative, and I had a gentleman over Christmas, it was a big panic, so he showed up literally at my gate trying to get in because he wanted to talk to me personally. I said, I don't take patients, I don't have a clinic here. I have a studio that's in a portion of our three-car garage. It's all custom built for me, and it's like concrete walls, and it's got rebar, so it even blocks cell phone signals to a great extent. And I don't have patients, okay? So I said, no, you can't do that. I said, you can ask me questions, and I'll tell you what to do. Unfortunately, he was doing it for his cousin's mother, and he did purchase a few nutraceuticals, but he didn't do the things I told him to do. In fact, he went off and got a thing called an energy cleaner from John Moore, which I wouldn't endorse as the primary treatment for cancer. He doesn't understand that if the cancer is not properly staged, and she'd already had a course of chemotherapy and radiation, but no one did a spiral thin section CT or high resolution MRI with contrast, radiomagnetic contrast, and within 48 hours do a PET scan, which if you're a top cancer clinic like Sloan Kettering, it's the gold standard, you do that, or that there were any cancer marker tests done or genetic tests for the cancer, either a flow cytometry of cancer cells floating free in the blood, which I've done in cancer clinics in Germany for decades, or in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So, in other words, the medical system, by and large, is sloppy and lazy, and they don't properly stage or even justify what they're doing. And if the patient fails, it's the patient's fault because they have, we call it triple P, piss poor protoplasm, or a bad attitude, or they just aren't following treatment regimens, even though they lie and tell that they are. So the fact is, if you're developing heart disease, which is a primary way to leave this planet, and many, by the way, will leave the planet due to the inadvertent treatment of their pain syndrome, where they're taking narcotics to the point where eventually you get respiratory depression, because they're treating what we call the sixth and seventh pain gate in their brain rather than the first and second pain gates, which is the Langerhans complex in your skin or your dorsal root ganglion or the ascending spinothalamic tracts. Well, the same thing with heart disease. You've got to stop plaque formation. You've got to keep the vessels healthy. You've got to keep them flexible. So that's why we have technology like the BioCuff now that you can purchase from me, developed in Europe. And the BioCuff technology allows you to not only measure your blood pressure, but also the flexibility of your blood vessels. If your blood vessels are getting stiff, it means they're not getting a contractile peristaltic wave from the shearing force of your heart. If you're not generating nitric oxide, if your arteries are getting calcific biofilm inflammatory plaque because of nanobacteria, which, by the way, is suppressed by one of the components in cardiovasc, if you're developing unsustained cardiovascular spasm of your blood vessels, including the vessels to your heart itself, you can't help but eventually develop hypertension, which is simply the heart pushing against resisting and now non-compliant and non-peristaltic blood vessels. And if you ask doctors what hypertension is, they screw up their mind, their mouth, and they try to give you some kind of either high-minding kind of blather, or they tell you something non-scientific, and or they get really angry that you even asked the question. Of course, I like to put people in the position where they're kind of boxed in and they really can't get out easily, and they can start, you know, going into a, you know, almost like what I call the uber leftist kind of hissy fits, like we see in the news media about the uber left. So let's go through each of the components and explain why Sam Ibrahim, your dad, trained in pharmacognosy in Germany, which is, by the way, the top place in the world to get trained in pharmacognosy, the application of nutraceuticals to health preservation, developed this for the Chelation Society of Alberta, Canada, because chelation will help reverse heart disease, but it's pretty traumatic. And if you don't give not only Myers cocktail but other trace minerals to reverse calcific plaque and get people healthy, it can be really hard on you. And you have to follow it up with oral chelation for years, because you don't just clear out in 40 or 50 sessions someone's cardiovascular disease, which basically, starting almost 40 years ago, I started sending people when I met my large Mormon practice. I had one lady who was a very wealthy lady whose husband was a doctor, and she developed significant vascular disease. And when she went to her cardiologist, who was also a stake bishop, he said, if I operate on you, you're going to die on the table. So she came back to me and she said, well, we'll find an alternative. So I called Stajan Warness, one of my friends in alternative medicine 37 years ago, and Stajan said, oh, just refer them to this chelation clinic as an inpatient in upstate New York and affiliated with Mayo, and she'll be fine. In 6 weeks, she was actually walking 3 or 4 miles a day. So after that, I thought, well, I'm going to find out not only chelation, but I'm going to find out what's alternative. And the alternative answer is Cardiovasc. And I take it every day. I mean, I got the droplet form on my desk here. I got the capsules I take 3 or 4 times a day. You got to take Cardiovasc if you don't want to die of a vascular event. So let's go through each component and we'll explain why it's the center post, although we can add things like Gamma E Plus and Cell Detox Glutathione and our new Omega Supreme Pro, which is monoglyceride, 400% more absorbed, and CoQ10 and CoQ10 Ubiquinol, CoQ10, the only one that doesn't polymerize in the world, our propionyl L-carnitine, and our other things that support mitochondrial function like mitochondrial catalyst, D-ribose, etc., and semethyl to stop homocysteine from burning the hell out of your arteries. Let's go through each component and explain to people why, you know, why the hell are you not taking it? Let's put it that way. if you're over 30 and you're not taking Cardiovasc, why? And even if you think your blood pressure is normal, I guarantee your perfusion is going south in the next 20 or 30 years. And the problem is people don't realize by the time you get significant hypertension, you've already got, you know, arteries that are calcifying or there's a fatty streak, arteries that are non-compliant, so your blood pressure is starting to go up, and by that time, your arteries are not actually doing their job. Your heart's trying to pump to compensate, and you may be 5, 10, or 20 years away from heart failure, but things aren't optimal. Your perfusion is shot, which promotes cancer and autoimmune diseases, because perfusion is king. When you lack perfusion, you get hypoxia. When you get hypoxia and acidosis, you get autoimmune disease and cancer. That's just the way it is. Inflammation, diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. So let's go through each component.
Sure. The key component is the Hawthorn, and we're using the leaf and flower extract.
Right. Now, I had a question over the weekend of somebody who was obviously new to listening to my show, and they said, how does it measure up to, I think he said, Extendivite, or no, Heart and Body. These are all knockoff formulas. They don't even use the right component of the plant. They don't test every batch for the biomolecule present in the batch to make sure it's the same concentration every time. So if you don't use the right part of the plant, you don't test every batch, you're not sure the concentration of the biomolecule is even present or it's at the right concentration every batch, what are you talking about? So obviously this person isn't listening, okay? Now if you're listening, listen up. All these other formulas, Stroh's Heart Drops, Extendivite, which by the way, the guy was a satellite dish installer in Ontario, Canada, and he kind of grabbed the formula, or his version of the formula, and tried to jerry-rig it and make it himself. The same with Stroh's Heart Drops and Extendivite. All these formulas are knockoffs. They're not the original, which is why they couldn't get the Canadian certification indicating that at pharmaceutical rate, because the highest certifications are from two countries, Australia and Canada. So if you get this highest certification, it means you have a certification for a medical benefit that other companies and other supplements can't get. Isn't that right?
Exactly.
Now, let's go through the second component. What's next? By the way, that's a cardiotonic. to make your mitochondria, which is 2/3 to 3/4 of the dry weight of your heart and blood vessel media, work. Next.
So then we have the bilberry.
The most dialyzable antioxidant, in other words, it can go through the blood vessel walls, the heart muscle, the liver, the kidney, the brain. It's the smallest dialyzable antioxidant other than hydrogen itself, which is the very smallest antioxidant is hydrogen.
Yeah. And we have the aged garlic extract,
which is multiple components. It not only kills off the nanobacteria of the biofilm, well, that's why we have things like allicin in it, but it has that, but it also has other aged garlic components that actually turn off the angiotensin-converting enzyme. Because when your kidney perceives that your perfusion is poor, it dumps out angiotensin-converting enzyme, and now your whole vascular system goes into alarm phase, which includes your autonomic nervous system, your celiac plexus, your areas of your brain stem. Everything goes crazy trying to say, oh, my God, there's decreased perfusion here. Make the heart work harder and harder and harder. So that's why you can either have an ACE inhibitor, which unfortunately blocks also neurotenins and bradykinins, so you can get what's called a Capitin cough, because Capitin's an ACE inhibitor. And if you take Capitin, which is one of the older ones, or any of the newer ACE inhibitors, you can cough your head off, because when your bradykinin level rises, you'll cough. But if you have an ACE inhibitor, receptor blocker, that's better. Now, the problem is that even receptor blockers, you got to watch out. Some people will develop angioedema, which means their throat will swell up, or their foot will swell up, or the side of their face. It's rare, but if it happens, you're in big trouble. And there's even a new drug out now called Entresto for congestive heart failure that has another component besides the ACE receptor blocker. So you have to understand there's always a payback if you take a medical drug. You know, the ACE receptor blockers are one of the semi-safe drugs, and even diuretics are okay if you replace your electrolytes like Lasix or hydrochlorothiazide. But if you're not monitoring the electrolytes, you're going to screw somebody up big time. And next component?
The next would be the valerian.
Valerian balances your autonomic nervous system. We constantly have people, quote, under stress. And when they're under stress, their body doesn't respond well. And it spasms your arteries. It dumps out adrenaline, noradrenaline. And it makes your autonomic nerves, nuclei in the base of your brain, shoot down to your autonomic complexus around the abdomen and along the paraspinal plexus of autonomic nerves. And there's a, you know, people don't realize just how much nervous system is autonomic. In other words, it's not under voluntary control. And when your autonomic nervous system is overactive, it's going to cause vasospasm, fight or flight, and release of adrenaline and noradrenaline from the parts of your adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys. And that's all bad for your blood pressure and perfusion. So this is going to help rebalance that.
Yep, and then we got the milk thistle.
Milk thistle is a universal stimulant to detox. So that wrapper around your fast food or your burrito, people don't realize these plasticizing agents and xenochemicals actually directly impact on your blood vessel walls and actually make them more likely for them to, for your vessels to basically stop functioning and calcify. So getting rid of the xenotoxins and the biotoxins in your artery walls and your liver, the milk thistle helps your body to conjugate and get rid of them through methylation, sulfation, glucuronidation. And that's why we also have life support and xenoestrogen detox and semethyl and other chelating agents like Kalormax and Green Tea Select, which is the catechins. And the most powerful chelating antioxidant is in our NutriDefense, which is in anhydrous catechin polyphenol. And that's the most powerful antioxidant in the world. The next one is, of course, the goji berry antioxidant, and the formula in Cardiovasc is like it does everything to prevent and reverse calcification of arteries to help the healthy arteries restore and for your arteries to start working again and prevent the biofilm, because your arteries, basically the biofilm in the arteries, is the same bugs, the nanobacteria growing around your gums. Is that amazing? So the same little bugs that are on your teeth are the ones that are going to give you a heart attack or stroke or giving you migraine headaches because your vessel wall is inflamed with hydroproxy and nitroproxy radical. So if you use a hydrofloss with Nutridyne and you brush your teeth with NutriSilver and you're taking your allicin med orally, but also you're taking Cardiovasc, you're getting rid of that biofilm that's frying your artery walls. You're taking things like semethyl, cell detox glutathione, gamma E+, you things to protect your artery wall like Omega Supreme Pro, which gives you the omega fatty acids, 400 mg soft gel, is equivalent to four, more than four of the big guys. So cardiovascular is a pretty neat formula, and I can't. Liquid was burning their mouth. I'm thinking, do not put the full strength liquid in your mouth. Put it in something like juice or water and dilute it. I mean, you know, no wonder there's some hot stuff in there that's going to open up your blood vessels. So if you put that directly under your tongue, you're going to go, whoa, I grow peppers, but this is hot. Because it's going to dilate your blood vessels, right? So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, in other words, if you use a liquid, dilute it. I have a bottle of the liquid right here. If I pop it in my drink, which is, you know, Sports Energy Light, beet juice powder, Calmine Brain Mag, and the Sports Energy Light, it's diluted. I mean, I'll put three dropperfuls or four dropperfuls in that drink, but it's not going directly under my tongue. That's hot stuff. Stay right there. We'll be back in a minute. Get cardiovascular. Stay around for 2017 and beyond.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
We'll be right back.
back. And Fareed, so, you know, people need to sort of take the bull by the horns. You know, when you lose a person, say, in your family or extended family, and they die and they're younger, they've had, you know, a horrible complication of something that was missed by the doctors. The first thing I do is I start going through what I call my medical legal list of questions. And even if the other people were health professionals, they're in a state of shock because not only did they lose a relative, but they're in a state of shock because they ask tough questions that they can't answer. Now, and I have right now cooking about, you know, three medical legal cases right now. You do not, whether I review the records and send my response into, you do not want legal on the other side of your medical legal case because I'm going to chew you up and spit you out. Now, I'm not doing that to boast. I'm doing that because the system is corrupt, incompetent, and evil. Now, doctors should know better how to identify people long before they even develop symptoms or problems so they don't get into serious end-stage disease. But in most cases, they don't. What do you think is the most common symptom of vascular disease to a male or female, a male in their 50s or 60s and a female 5 to 10 years later? What's the most common symptom indicating that they got significant coronary vascular disease?
A funeral?
Exactly. 50% of the time, their first symptom is death. They don't get chest pain. They don't get orthopnea. They don't get dyspnea. They don't get palpitations even. They just pop off. Whether it's Alan Thicke with a ruptured aorta or a pulmonary embolus or coronary vascular spasms. We did a study. I did a study when I was working with a cardiology group looking at treadmill stress tests back in the 87, 88 in Georgia. And the treadmill company and the people who are doing this, these Holter monitor things want to find out what percentage of males, and these are primarily males in Florida and Georgia, what percentage of males over 30 were showing on a stress test. And we were doing it not just for a day or two. We would do it for like a whole month. What percentage of males over 30 were having significant STT wave changes in major territories of their coronary arteries multiple times per day? Not just like once in a while, but multiple times per day. With no, N-O, N-O symptoms, what percentage would you guess?
I don't know.
30%. We're not just talking about once in a while. We're talking about like six times at night while they're dreaming. Wow. Not even having sex where they're, you know, challenging their physiological capacity. So people don't understand the system is incompetent because it's profitable to be incompetent. Now, when it's so said by somebody like me on the inside who suffered persecution for raising tough questions you don't want them to ask or to answer with concrete tests, it's disheartening, isn't it? Especially when you tell relatives and friends that the standard of care was below standard. How's that?
Yeah.
We're coming back here in just a moment with hour number three. Don't want to miss it. Ryan is here with, and after the show, Jonathan Gray will be doing video also with Gary Richard Arnold.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.